Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly programme, A Writer's Workshop. Today in our studio, we have Alice Smith, a writer and a screenwriter who has worked for the best studios in Hollywood. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
In your recent book on writing, you speak about the so-called punctuation theory of screenwriting. Could you please explain to us what that is?
Sure. You kind of divide the script into parts. The end of part one ends with a question mark. I mean, the major dramatic question, or what the protagonist wants has been established. The end of part two ends with an exclamation point, some unexpected or surprising piece of new information that launches the story further. Part three ends with a period, which is the resolution, or how the major dramatic question has been answered.
In your book, you also discuss character motivation and how conflict is the soul of dialogue. Can you tell us about this?
In real life, we try to avoid conflict. We want to have pleasant, friendly conversations with friends and strangers alike. In a screenplay, watching nice people have nice conversations is boring. A screenwriter can't just have her characters talking. They have to be talking about something that's at stake in a scene.
What exercise do you recommend for writers to improve their dialogues?
The best exercises to practice writing conflict are to put two characters in a situation where one person wants something and the other doesn't want to give it to him. Try writing a 5 or 10 page two-character script with only these two characters. Another good one is to have two people who hate each other get stuck in an elevator.
What is your favourite room in your home?
My favourite room is my office. It's where I feel most creative. I'm surrounded by books, photographs, pictures, my computer, and things I've accumulated over the years that are a comfort to me. I like to feel I'm in a safe place when I write.
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
I'm currently working on a screenplay and a new political parody.
Can you tell us about the Future of Story Conference coming up in Los Angeles and what your role is?
The Future of Story Conference is for screenwriting what WrestleMania is to professional wrestling. A bunch of authors of popular books on the business will be gathered in one place. I'll be participating in one of the panels.
What are the benefits for writers attending this conference?
Well, being able to meet and talk to authors of books they have read or heard about is important because it puts a human presence to the words. I've gone to events like this in the past as a young writer and met and talked with authors I read and admired. I still recall talking with Harlan Ellison and Dean R. Koontz.
Tell us the unique opportunities writers have for networking at this upcoming conference.
Besides meeting and talking with authors, events like this bring kindred spirits and like minds together. Screenwriters from all over the country will be there. Friendships form, and even new collaborations too.
Thank you, Alice, for talking with us today.
I've had some great teachers when I was starting out. It's very gratifying to share what I learnt from them, as well as what I've experienced along the way.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly programme, A Writer's Workshop. Today in our studio, we have Alice Smith, a writer and a screenwriter who has worked for the best studios in Hollywood. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
In your recent book on writing, you speak about the so-called punctuation theory of screenwriting. Could you please explain to us what that is?
Sure. You kind of divide the script into parts. The end of part one ends with a question mark. I mean, the major dramatic question, or what the protagonist wants has been established. The end of part two ends with an exclamation point, some unexpected or surprising piece of new information that launches the story further. Part three ends with a period, which is the resolution, or how the major dramatic question has been answered.
In your book, you also discuss character motivation and how conflict is the soul of dialogue. Can you tell us about this?
In real life, we try to avoid conflict. We want to have pleasant, friendly conversations with friends and strangers alike. In a screenplay, watching nice people have nice conversations is boring. A screenwriter can't just have her characters talking. They have to be talking about something that's at stake in a scene.
What exercise do you recommend for writers to improve their dialogues?
The best exercises to practice writing conflict are to put two characters in a situation where one person wants something and the other doesn't want to give it to him. Try writing a 5 or 10 page two-character script with only these two characters. Another good one is to have two people who hate each other get stuck in an elevator.
What is your favourite room in your home?
My favourite room is my office. It's where I feel most creative. I'm surrounded by books, photographs, pictures, my computer, and things I've accumulated over the years that are a comfort to me. I like to feel I'm in a safe place when I write.
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
I'm currently working on a screenplay and a new political parody.
Can you tell us about the Future of Story Conference coming up in Los Angeles and what your role is?
The Future of Story Conference is for screenwriting what WrestleMania is to professional wrestling. A bunch of authors of popular books on the business will be gathered in one place. I'll be participating in one of the panels.
What are the benefits for writers attending this conference?
Well, being able to meet and talk to authors of books they have read or heard about is important because it puts a human presence to the words. I've gone to events like this in the past as a young writer and met and talked with authors I read and admired. I still recall talking with Harlan Ellison and Dean R. Koontz.
Tell us the unique opportunities writers have for networking at this upcoming conference.
Besides meeting and talking with authors, events like this bring kindred spirits and like minds together. Screenwriters from all over the country will be there. Friendships form, and even new collaborations too.
Thank you, Alice, for talking with us today.
I've had some great teachers when I was starting out. It's very gratifying to share what I learnt from them, as well as what I've experienced along the way.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.